0-2 to Willie McGhee. Here's the pitch. Swing a bouncing ball to Gott. He has it. Goes to Herbeck. And the Twins are baseball's world champions. The world champion, Minnesota Twins. McGhee grabbing to Gott for the last out of the World Series. The Twins win it 4-2. Let's listen to this crowd. What else? The Twins having a little early celebration out between the mound and first base. They've come a long way, a lot of these guys, since 1982, a team that lost 102 games. Tonight, the Twins with 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Cardinals, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Mike Viola winning, Jeff Reardon getting a save, and Danny Cox in relief charged with a loss. The Minnesota Twins, the world champions of baseball, winning the World Series from the National League champion St. Louis Cardinals, 4-3, and this crowd just won't quit. Watching the Twins as they wave to the crowd heading for the clubhouse, going through the third base dugout to get back to their clubhouse here at the Metrodome. This crowd in the continual uproar almost all evening, and now they're really letting it out here, realizing that the Twins are indeed the world champions of professional baseball.
Well, Herb, that was some celebration beyond description. The Twins celebrating behind the pitcher's mound, finally leaving and down to the clubhouse. Very shortly, they'll have the presentation to the owner of the Twins, Carl Pohlad. All of the Twins now getting to the locker room. Harmon Killebrew is downstairs. Harmon, can you hear us?
All right, Herb Carneal, and thank you very much, and a very, very happy guy standing beside me, the guy that threw the last pitch this 1987 season, Jeff Reardon. And Jeff,
Try to get your breath.
Yeah, I'm out of breath from the celebration. It's happiest moment of my life just to be out there for all three clinchers. It's just unbelievable. I don't know what to say.
Well, a lot of people feel like you deserve to be out there for that final out because they feel like you wouldn't be here, Jeff, or the Twins wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
Yeah, that's nice to know. You know, that's one reason I want to go out there. I really want to do my job. And I let the team down in 1 year, but I came through in the end. And right now, I'm just so happy.
Well, you were just what the Twins needed this year. They've needed a closer for the last couple of years, and Jeff Reardon really filled the bill. A lot of people didn't think the Twins could go this far, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised in spring training when they were picking us six because it's the best offensive team I've been on. I knew if our pitching could hold up that we were going to have a chance to get in the World Series.
Well, I know you want to get out there with the rest of the guys. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations, and now you're on a World Championship ball club.
Thank you very much, Harmon.
All right, Herb, now back to you.
Okay, thank you, Harmon. The final score, the Twins 4, the Cardinals 2. We'll have the World Series wrap-up after this on WCCO Radio.
They don't want to leave. The lucky 55,376 that came to watch this World Championship game between the Minnesota Twins and the St. Louis Cardinals don't want to leave. They want to stay right here. Before we go back downstairs for Herb Carneal and Harmon Killebrew, and they'll be handling our locker room interviews, let me just mention one thing. Tom Kelly, who has been such a laid-back manager of this World Championship Minnesota Twins ball club, stayed in the dugout during the time that the players were celebrating behind the pitcher's mound. And Tom Kelly just sat there as calmly as if he was managing a game in mid-May and watched his ball club celebrate what is really almost an impossible dream come true as the Minnesota Twins win this World Championship. Harmon Killebrew, are you with us downstairs? Right now, Tom Kelly, manager of the Twins, Carl Pohlad, the owner of the Minnesota Twins, accepting the World Championship trophy from Peter Uberoth, the commissioner of baseball, Andy McPhail also participating. Tom Kelly, the youngest non-playing manager to win a World Series since John McGraw in 1905. Oh, my goodness, what a great thrill it is to see these Minnesota Twins players and fans and everyone enjoy this World Championship. Twins won the World Series without losing a game at home in postseason play, winning two games against the Detroit Tigers in the American League Championship Series and winning four games against the St. Louis Cardinals here in the 1987 World Series. Quite a performance as the Twins are victorious here, 4-2 in this final game. Scoreboard sign saying, now we're at the top. Thank you for riding the Twins Express, the ride of a lifetime. See you next year. Some of the Twins players will be coming out to the field, and they will be talking, I'm sure, to the fans. We'll have locker room interviews with Herb Carneal and Harmon Killebrew. So the Minnesota Twins of the World Championships, world champions here as they win the World Championship, defeating the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 in the seventh and deciding game. Tell you what, Dan Hertzgard is standing by outside the Metrodome.
Yo, yeah, we're out here.
All right, go ahead. Let's go to Hertz on the go. Let's get the reaction from the Twins fans right now. Go ahead.
You can just imagine what it might be. People are just absolutely going berserk out here. Let's see if we have a group that's going to do a little routine for us. And what do you want to say?
I'm on the Twins! Twins keep on! Yeah! Twins
win! All right.
It's great. Hi, Mom, Dad, and Gold Valley. Wow, boy, we won. First time, national championship. Great.
People can't contain themselves.
They did it! Number one!
All right, well, what's your name?
Paul Anderson from Bedette, Minnesota.
All right, way up northern Minnesota. How do you feel? How do you feel? We're number one.
Hey, it feels...
Okay, we want to hear it. Let's hear what you... All right, we have a little tune here or something. Are we...
Repeat after me! Cardinal wings are made of lead.
Cardinal wings are made of lead.
And I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Twins bats are made of gold.
Twins bats are made of gold.
Everybody repeat. Wait. Everybody repeat.
Oh, yeah. What's your name, and what do you think of all this?
My name is Terry Moore, and how about a hit and run in the eighth inning with a one-run lead? You can't beat that. Tom Kelly is the best manager in baseball right now. He outmanaged Sparky and Whitey, who are good managers, but they're not as good as him. The Twins will be here again, and real soon.
How about Frank Viola's pitching tonight?
Oh, he had Bert Blatt on his curveball today. And he threw the fastball as well as he ever has. But what a hook!
Who do you think should be the MVP?
It's got to be Viola or Gladden, one of the two. I think it'll probably go to Viola.
I'd have to say you got to give it to Gladden only because Viola lost a game in St. Louis. Nothing wrong with that, but Gladden got a hit in every game.
What's going to happen to Minneapolis and St. Paul tonight?
I'll tell you.
It's
going
to collapse. It's going to collapse.
Hysteria will prevail over experience and regularity.
All right, John, there you go. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Dan Hertzgard. Right. We'll be back with Hertzie on the go. Right now, let's go to the Twins locker room. Harmon Killebrew, Herb Carneal, can you hear us up downstairs?
We got you, Johnny.
Okay, go ahead, Herb.
Okay, thank you very much. We have Gary Guida here, and a great series, Gary. What did you think when that ball was hit to you in the ninth inning?
I just wanted to make sure I stayed down on it and caught it. And then I probably could have run it over there to him, and made the play. But it was neat that I got to make the last out of the game. And I wish I could have kept a hold of the ball, but.
You have to give it to your buddy, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. That was like, it was like the dream you always dreamt, playing in the World Series. And then the last inning, it was like, the dream. It was like out of body. It was hard to describe, but it didn't seem real.
Boy, I know what you're talking about, believe it or not, but was there any concern? The Cardinals got away to a two-run lead, but we've been behind before in this ballpark, in fact, in a lot of ballparks.
Well, I'll tell you, McGrain was throwing pretty good, and we had guys on base every inning. We just couldn't capitalize. Had a couple guys thrown out the plate, and we're not quitters. We're not ever going to quit on ourselves, especially in this situation. And the fans just kept us going, and they did enough things just to make us mad, maybe. And this team has got so much, that quality, that non-stop quality. It just,
I know there were a lot of controversial plays in this game too, and was anything said about the play that Don Baylor was called out on?
No, nobody really said anything. I mean, the ball beating there, but it's hard. It's got to be tough for umpires sometimes to see because it happens so fast. But it's one of those things. We didn't really get upset. We just knew we keep getting guys on base, we're going to score some runs, and we did.
Well, Gary, you were the MVP in the ALCS. Had a great World Series too, and I know you want to get back to the rest of the guys. Congratulations to you and the whole gang.
Thanks, Herb. It's great.
That was Gary Guida. So, Johnny, we got Bobby Gebhardt now, and of course, he's the director of Major League Personnel for the Twins. Gebby, you look like you've had your little bit of celebration here.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just absolutely wild in that clubhouse, and it's well deserved because this club has played hard from opening day of spring training right here to the finish. And they're a proud ball club, and we're the best in the country now.
Isn't that great? Boy, say that again.
We're world champs. We're world champs until somebody beats us next year at this time.
Well, you never know. I tell you, I think these guys, might like it so much they would want to do it again next year.
I don't think Tom Kelly will have any trouble getting this ball club up. They're professionals, and everything they do, they go at it hard, and I think tonight was a perfect example.
Well, so many of the guys, like Gary Guida, who just was on with us, went through that horrible season of 82 when they were green rookies and lost 102 games. And, of course, you had been associated with the Montreal Expos. And I know you had to feel pretty good, not only about the way Jeff Reardon finished it off tonight, but the way he pitched all year for us.
Well, really. And Tom, of course, could have stayed with Frank into the ninth inning. But he's drawn with Jeff Reardon in the ninth inning with a one-run lead or a two-run lead, and he finished it off with the same method that got us here.
Well, it was just a great game. I think it probably was the best game of the entire series.
It really was. It was a pitcher's battle, and you saw some outstanding pitchers, and the game was on the line in several key points and plays, and we're just happy to be on top.
Okay, Gebby. Well, congratulations to you, too.
Thank you, Herb.
Bob Gebhardt, who is the director of the Twins Major League personnel and, of course, was instrumental in getting Jeff Reardon in the deal from the Montreal Expos. So we'll go back to the booth now and John Gordon.
All right, thanks, Herb. Herb and Harmon Killebrew will have additional interviews from the locker room. We'll be back with a special Twins World Series update postgame show in just a few minutes on CCO.
The 1987 World Series on CCO has been brought to you by Senex, Land O'Lakes Ag Services, The Spirit Shows, by the new Amoco Ultimate Lead-Free Premium, by your local Hardware Hank dealer. You'll find what you need and what you need to know. By the Minnesota AFL-CIO Building and Construction Trade Unions, working with organized contractors. By Farmers Insurance Group of Companies. Call your fast, fair, and friendly Farmers agent today. By your friendly family Red Owl Stores, the right place to shop. By Budweiser, Beechwood aged for that clean, crisp taste. This Bud's for you. By Midwest Federal Savings and Loan, your good tree to come to since 1891. And by Northwestern Bell. Also by Honda, maker of the Civic four-door sedans. Fuji Audio and Video Tape. The U.S. Army. Old Spice Fast Track Deodorant. Wang Laboratories. And by Buick and your Buick dealer. Stand by for the Twins World Series update next on CCO.
Come Monday morning, I'm Boone and Erickson. We'll have a lot to talk about.
We'll talk to the St. Louis folks about the series.
Eskill will be back from his series vacation.
And Kelly will be back from Oklahoma.
Scott Studwell, we hope, will be getting ready for football. Whatever happens, we'll tell you about it.
Mornings at 6 on the Boone Erickson Show
on CCO Radio.
This is the radio voice of the world champion Minnesota Twins, the good neighbor to the Northwest, WCCO, St. Paul and Minneapolis. Now let's go back to the Metrodome and let the celebration begin.
Hi, everybody. This is the Twins World Series update. The world champions, the Minnesota Twins, to the locker room and the voice of the Twins, Herb Carnew.
Well, right now we have gentleman here with us, and I'm sure he enjoyed this just as much as anybody, probably more so. The Twins owner, Carl Polad. Carl, I know you were standing most of the game.
Well, anybody that wasn't standing, there must have been something wrong with him, because I want to tell you, standing was the only thing. If you didn't stand, you didn't see, and if you didn't see, you didn't hear, because the noise was so reverberating, and the fans were so supportive, as everyone knows. It was just great out there, and I can't express my feelings. Now, my friend Reggie Jackson back here, he's been there before. He knows what it's all about. But I want to tell you, I know a little bit what it's about. And Reggie, I can appreciate a little bit the great thrill that you get from this. And there's no way to tell about it. You have to feel it. And that's just exactly the way I feel. And it certainly was a pleasure to have you here with us, Reggie. And I want to say this, Herb, while I'm on the air. We've had some lean years, as you know, but I want to say that WCCO and all the other media, particularly WCCO, has been very supportive of us during those lean years, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Carl, and we knew we could do it, but I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. This will last a lifetime. How about it, Reggie?
Well, it's great. The nice thing about it, I've been coming and playing in Minnesota for over 20 years, and all the people that I've ever seen here have been very nice, very pleasant, and to see them have the excitement they've had for the last week, to me, is almost like they deserve it. And if you have a wonderful owner like Carl Polad, who seemed to come in like a white knight and save the ball club from moving to another town, it's just nice to see nice people have a good time. Also makes me feel good that people think I'm full of words. I never was able to explain what it was like to win the World Series, and Mr. Polad said the same
Reggie,
thing. So.
As I say, there's just no explaining it. Bobby Brown said to me, Carl, there's no way I can tell you about it. You got to feel it. I said, well, I hope I feel it. And sure enough, it happened. I feel it.
Okay, Carl, thanks for stopping by. Reggie Jackson, and we'll shoot it back up to the booth for a minute.
All right, thanks, Herb. Harmon Killebrew and Herb Carney will be offering locker room interviews. We'll also hear from Dan Hertzgard on the go, out and about. That's all coming up next on the CCO Twins World Series Update.
Hey, it's going,
what?
Going.
What's going and where?
Your retirement planning at Midwest Federal. It's going beyond IRA.
Sounds like a winner. Oh, that must be the Great Oak Annuity. Available only at Midwest Federal. It's the plan you can start even after you hit retirement age.
Start one with as much as you like. The sky's the limit on this one.
You're in a good interest rate, and it keeps adding on, tax-deferred. In fact, it's so tax-deferred, you won't even receive a 1099 if you don't make any withdrawals.
Great Oak Annuities. Available only from your number one sports fan,
Midwest Federal. Don't wait to stop in and ask.
Or if you're a Twins fan, wait until the World Series is over if you prefer. Since Midwest Federal is the number one sports fan, they won't mind if you join them in cheering on the Twins right now.
On the other hand, your plan starts earning you interest from day one. In no time, you'd earn enough to buy your World Series tickets next year.
Good point. Whatever you decide, remember, Midwest Federal has retirement planning that goes beyond IRA.
Great Oak plans, not FSLIC insured.
I'm John Gordon. Join Sid Hartman, Jim Kelly, John Rooney, and me, plus some special guests from the world of sports, live at Champs in Richfield, Wednesday, October 28th, 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
This is the Twins World Series update. We welcome our network stations. We're continuing the celebration as the Twins are the world champions of baseball, beating St. Louis tonight 4-2. To the locker room in Herb Carneal. All right, Herb, can you hear us down there?
Yeah, John, here we are back in the Twins clubhouse. We have Rick Stelmasek, the Twins bullpen coach. Congratulations, Stelly. Your catchers did pretty well for themselves in this series.
Oh, yeah, Timmy did a heck of a job, and Sal did also. But Timmy did the bulk of the catching and did one heck of a job offensively and defensively.
This was, I think, couldn't have had a greater seventh game for the World Series.
Oh, definitely. At number one, we were total underdogs, 151 in spring training, to come back and win the Worlds and also rid Minnesota of the stigmatism about losing the big one.
Well, you've certainly paid your dues through the years, and now it's time to cash in, huh?
That's a nice feeling. I was here with the youth movement over there in 82 and getting pounded in 102 losses and then come back in a short time to be world champions.
Well, we're all happy for you, and it's I don't know how to express your feelings just yet, because I was with that 65 team. We lost in the World Series, so I haven't really, I don't think, had it sink into me yet, and I don't know whether you have or not.
Well, Herbie, the only thing I know is there aren't too many people going to carry one of those World Series rings on their finger, and that's what it's all about.
Well, congratulations, Stelly.
Thank you very much.
Rick Stelmasek, our bullpen coach, and here's Jerry Bell, the president of the Minnesota Twins. And Jerry, things have been kind of moving fast for you this year.
Well, I heard they certainly have. This is just unbelievable, and I think Carl and Reggie said it well when they said you really can't express feelings for this. There's not enough descriptive adjectives to properly describe the way I feel right now.
I don't think we could have had a better script, though, for a seventh game of a World Series. The Cardinals got off to a 2-0 lead, and it was an uphill fight all the way, but the Twins have done it so often. I don't think any of the real Twins fans were surprised at the outcome.
No, you know, the sports writers kept saying that throughout the game, what a great game it was. But 10-2 would have been a lot better for me.
But for the fans, I'll tell you, you're gonna have to have a 25-man roster with the fans on there next year, huh?
That's right. And the way all these people contributed on the team, I'm sure this has been said before, but it's just so outstanding. I'm sure it was difficult to pick an MVP, and Frank was a good choice. But the contribution from so many players and so many people in our organization, our Twins organization, it's just been wonderful all year long.
Well, I think, too, it's great to have Frankie win it, but just like Guidi said when he won the MVP and the ALCS, it's really a team award, and I'm sure Frank feels the same way.
I'm sure he does. He's a gracious person.
Thank you, Jerry Bell, president of the Minnesota Twins. Johnny Gordon, we'll be talking with some more of the Twins here, but for the time being, we'll send it back up to you in the booth.
All right, thank you, Herb Carneal. Some of the players now are coming out. Kent Herbeck, Al Newman, Sal Butera, Joe Niekro, George Frazier, Randy Bush, and Don Baylor, Tim Laudner. They're all taking kind of a curtain call, and many of the faithful are still here, and they're enjoying seeing their Twins coming out in celebration of the World Championship. As you just heard, Frank Viola was chosen as the most valuable player of this 1987 World Series. He won two and lost one, and won the first game and won the last game. As Jeff Reardon saved it for him, and the Twins victorious here. I might add, the players' wives were escorted first to the field with their Homer hankies, and now the players coming out, and many of them are being greeted by their wives with big hugs. Victory hugs as they're celebrating here before the crowd that stayed to watch this. The world champion Minnesota Twins will participate in a motorcade parade through city streets on Tuesday, beginning at noon in downtown Minneapolis. And it'll start at 12:45 in downtown St. Paul. The parade will end approximately at 1:30 at the Minnesota State Capitol building, where a season-ending public rally will be held. We might be able to pick up some of the comments to the fans here from the players.
I've enjoyed the whole year, and it's been a great year. We're number one.
Randy Bush.
Here's Randy Bush now.
Thank you all. Thank you. I can't wait to see you at the parade.
Bert Blyleven.
Bert Blyleven. Winner of game two.
We're number one.
Appreciation Day. I said I thought we had a winner this year. We're number one. Thank you for supporting us.
Public address announcer Bob Casey introducing the players that are on the field. Kirby Puckett.
A lot of people doubted us, said we couldn't do it. We did it, and we're number one in the whole world. Number one!
Timmy Laudner.
Here's Tim Laudner, who caught the entire series.
One.
You people are the best people in the world. Thank you, everybody.
Yay, go!
All right, the celebration continues, and we'll have more with locker room interviews with Herb Carneal next on the CCO Twins World Series update.
What a lineup.
What a team.
They're winners.
Kelly and Hartman Sports.
Escala, Chapman, and Osgood News.
Weather and traffic all on Boone and Erickson.
CCO Radio and the Twins, number one.
Well, the celebration continues. Many of the players are still down on the field shouting number one to the faithful that are still here. Perhaps some 30, 35,000 fans watching as all the players are being presented to the crowd. Let's go down the locker room and the voice of the Twins, Herb Carneal.
Okay, Johnny, I guess we were back in the clubhouse, but apparently those fans just won't leave, so the players have gone out for a curtain call. We have the farm director for the Twins, Jim Rantz. Jim, who was a pitcher in the organization until his arm went bad, and you've been with this organization a long time in the front office, and it's been kind of a long uphill fight, but it's all been worth it, Jim.
Well, it sure has, Herb. This is exciting, and we're very proud of the farm system because on this club we got 10 players that came through the system. So we're very proud, and we think that we're going to be there for a number of years to come.